And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, August 27th, 2013. It's the birthday of novelist Theodore Dreiser, born in Terre Haute, Indiana in 1871, known for writing realistic books like Sister Carrie and An American Tragedy. Dreiser got the idea for An American Tragedy when he read a newspaper article about a man who had murdered his pregnant girlfriend to keep their relationship a secret. An American Tragedy came out in 1925, the same year as Hemingway's In Our Time and Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. It was much longer than either of those books, and it was a difficult read, and yet it sold 13,000 copies in 2 weeks and went on to become by far the bestseller that year. Though he lived another 20 years, Dreiser never published another novel in his lifetime. And it's the birthday of travel writer William Least Heatmoon, born William Trogdon in Kansas City, Missouri. He was a university professor in the late 70s when, within the course of a few months, his life seemed to have fallen apart. He lost his teaching job because of declining student enrollment, and his wife of 11 years separated from him. He decided to take to the open road and live what he called the real jeopardy of circumstance. Over the course of several months, he traveled 13,000 miles around the country. The book in which he chronicled his adventures, Blue Highways, was published in 1982 and garnered widespread acclaim. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, born in Stuttgart, Germany, in 1770. He started out as a philosopher of Christianity, and he was particularly interested in how Christianity is a religion based on opposites. He believed that Jesus had emphasized love as the chief virtue because love can bring about the marriage of opposites. Hegel eventually went beyond religion and began to argue that the subject of philosophy was reality as a whole. He wanted to create a philosophy that described how and why human beings created communities and governments, made war, destroyed each other's societies, and built themselves up to do it all over again. What Hegel came up with was his concept of dialectic, which is the idea that all human progress is driven by the conflict of opposites. At the time of his death, Hegel was the most prominent philosopher in Europe, and his school of thought gave rise to a group of revolutionaries, including Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx, who argued that the most important dialectic of history was between worker and master, rich and poor, and their ideas led to the birth of communism. And here's a poem by Mark Halliday, Quite Frankly. They got old. They got old and died. But first they composed plangent depictions of how much they lost and how much cared about losing. Meantime, their hair got thin and more thin as their shoulders went slumpy. Okay, but not before the photo albums got arranged by them, arranged with a niftiness, not just two or three, but 18 photo albums. Yes, 18 eventually, 18 albums proving the beauty of them and not someone else, them and their relations and friends, incontrovertible, playing croquet in that Bloomington yard, floating on those comic inflatables at Dow Lake, giggling at the Dairy Queen, waltzing at the wedding, building a Lego palace on the porch, holding the baby beside a rental truck, leaning on the Hemingway statue at Pamplona, discussing the eternity of art in that Sardinian restaurant. Yes, and so, quite frankly, at the end of the day, they got old and died. Okay, sure, but quite frankly, how much does that matter in view of the 18 photo albums? Big ones, 13 inches by 12 inches each, full of such undeniable beauty. Quite Frankly, a poem by Mark Halliday from his collection Threshophobe, published by University of Chicago Press and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.